You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe. I'm Corey Crow. We now know why a local police chief is facing charges, a new charge stemming from a Louisiana State Police investigation against Grayson Police Chief Mitch Bratton. Bratton was indicted on 6 counts of malfeasance in office in May 2022. The new charge stems from an ongoing Louisiana State Police investigation following complaints of missing currency. Today marks the 6-year anniversary of the start of the Great Flood of 2016, but now thousands of students living in Livingston Parish have moved into 2 brand new state-of-the-art schools. Southside Junior High and Denham Elementary were torn down after extensive damage from floodwaters and have been on temporary campuses for the last 7 years. Southside Junior High coach and teacher Terry Hoover says the new school is incredible.
To be able to be now 5.5, 6 years later into the new campus is just amazing. I believe, from what I heard, maybe $51 million with the 2 schools combined.
Hoover is one of the handful of teachers who stuck it out in temporary schools since the Great Flood of 2016. His school was made up entirely of connected modular buildings. He says it wasn't ideal, but they made the best of it.
And just to go from, you know, where we were to now perhaps the finest middle school, elementary school, maybe in the entire state, certainly for public schools, it's just an incredible, incredible campus.
Hoover said teachers were told they would only have to be in the temporary classes for a couple of years, but there was a lot of red tape to get funds from FEMA for new facilities. He says it wasn't a very long ordeal, but they do appreciate the efforts that were made to get it done.
Superintendent Murphy and I was told that Congressman Graves were instrumental in helping us get those things fixed so we could get the school built. So it's an incredible facility. Everybody's super excited.
And speaking of getting a school built, West Monroe's Boley Elementary burned down in April of 2019 after a lightning strike hit the building. Yesterday, the Ouachita Parish School Board had the ribbon cutting, and classes begin on Monday. Groups worked with teachers and the community and offered monetary donations to help purchase supplies for those teachers, and the school even rented a temporary campus from a church. This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.